Welcome to Ignite Your Day. I'm your host, David Yanez, and I pray that what we're putting together is a blessing to you and your life and your family and those around you. I pray that what we teach you, you're able to teach it to others so their faith can be ignited. I got to continue that sermon that we had playing for you yesterday. I pray that it continues blessing you as we finish it off today, and God bless you. We'll be right back.
I tell you, I went to Hawaii this past year ago. Yeah, literally a year ago. I've been yearning to go back. But they were the most receptive people that I've ever just came in. They didn't know me, just walked in, and they just got healed. Miracles start happening. Why? Because I believe in sowing seeds. I believe in putting seeds out there. If I went into a publishing business, I support a publishing industry. If I want a radio station, I support a radio station. When I was out there soul winning, I sowed seeds all over Hawaii in faith by preaching the gospel on the streets. When I was in the Navy, preaching the gospel, every port we pulled in there, preaching the gospel. I wasn't out partying like everyone else. I was out, my nickname was the Rev. I was out preaching and preaching. And guess what? All those seeds, when I went back 20 years later, everybody say 20 years.
20 years.
I had a harvest. I had a harvest that could not be contained. People were getting healed. My wife refused me to get this. I was wondering, how can I go back? It's so expensive to fly there. And I want to take my wife to a nice vacation out there one day, right? I'm thinking this. I'm speaking it out. How about we speak it out? We make it happen when we speak it out. And I'm like, Lord, how can I do this? And God sees all the effort that I put into every other place I'm traveling and putting all my funds into, because I do real estate on the side, I have a travel business on the side, I do anything else extra, I throw it in, let's get going. God sees these things. Don't you know that God sees what you invest in the kingdom? He sees your heart. He doesn't care how much money you throw in there, no. He cares about your heart. Why are you doing this? Why are you putting it in? That's what he wants to see, your heart. And I believe because of all that time, get this, a lady called me and said, hey, we want to bring you out to Hawaii. You get to bring one person with you. We'll pay for everything. And I'm like, okay, you can bring an assistant. My wife picks up her hand. I'm your assistant. I'm like, okay. And we're on the beach for a few days before you even preach. And then the preaching came. And I tell you what, it was amazing. But that happened only because I took the first step and said, God, this building's empty, but I know someone's going to come in somehow, some way, and they're going to get healed. I can tell you countless stories. My team can tell you countless people that came through these, right through here, the small little part of the building, and got healed. And we had a young man come over. He couldn't even move his hands. He had suffered an injury, and he used to play baseball and everything, and he couldn't even move his elbow up. And I just walked up to him, grabbed his hands, and just started massaging his arm and stuff. Like, what's going on? He told me. And as we're talking, he's able to move his hands. He's able to pick his hands up. And he didn't even know. He's looking at me, and he keeps looking at me like this. And I'm like, I know, God just heals you, bro. We ain't got a friend. God is doing it. The Spirit's here. When faith is in the room, God can do anything. When faith is in the atmosphere, God can do anything. I tell you, we had a lady in Katy, Texas. In Katy, Texas. So we never would have got Katy, Texas, or it would start in Humble, Texas. You get what I'm saying? You stay the course. Everything else, God will add to it. Everything else, God will bring. You need to still grow. Amen? Everyone else do. But you also need your team. I could not do any of this without my team. I have a team in LA. I have a team in Hawaii. I got a team now in Katy. And you know, we're working on our team in Commodore. I tell you, this, God will do it if you give him your will. I stepped out of it. I said, God, I've tried so much. How many of you can?
Yes.
I tell you what, the reason I have a broadcast network is because I started online just broadcasting. Now I want to do something for God. The reason I have a publishing business is because I need to get books out for faith. I just started doing it. The travel business is the same way. All these things. I said, I've tried everything, God, and I've seen that you've used me in places, and I've preached places and seen miracles happen, and I've gone overseas. But I want your will. Everybody say, your will.
Your will.
It'll happen. It does. God said he's not a respecter of persons. In the word of God, so if he did it for me, then he'll do it for you. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this lady in Katie, she came up to me, and the whole time I'm preaching, I just see this older lady, blue eyes, this hand, I can't see what's wrong with her, but she's just like so intense listening. So intense receiving. She's receiving. God's ministering to her. Even when I call up to pray, I'm like trying to talk to her and ask her what she needs. She can't say a word. God's ministering to her. And I look at her hands, and they look like crazy straws. Remember the old crazy straws that would go like that? All her fingers look like crazy straws. And I looked at her, and I was like, oh my. I'm serious. I looked at her like, okay, Lord, you got to do this. And I just grabbed them and made a fist with them. I did not know she could not make a fist. I just grabbed them and made a fist with them. And I said, I opened them. And she opened them, and they were almost straight. They were curved, but they weren't crazy straws anymore. And then all of a sudden, I just told her, well, just start clapping your hands. Praise God. Praise God. And then she started doing it. Now, the whole church started doing it. They're in a small little building. And so just a few of us around her clapping and clapping and clapping. And all of a sudden, her hands were straight. And I have pictures on our website that show her hands are straight. And we'll have pictures out here of some of the miracles. Some of the people that I visited with. Maybe I'll be out here next healing service on the wall there. But that's what God does. Now, get this. She wasn't even saved. Someone told her in her office building that there's a miracle service happening and she needs to be healed. Come by. She did. She got saved that night.
Amen.
Healings and miracles are the dinner bell to salvation.
Amen.
T.L. Osborne used to say that all the time. They are the dinner bells. But you know what? We get testimonies online. We get prayer requests, so many prayer requests online. I try and pray for every one of them. We get testimonies. One lady had trouble with her daughter. She was in a bad relationship for 7 years. She wouldn't even call her mom. She said, David, Dr. David, I need you to pray for her. So I emailed her back. I said, we're going to believe she's coming home. We're going to believe tonight that God does something creative and make her come to your doorsteps. I got an email the next day that she came home.
Awesome.
You pray for whomever, wherever, and however.
Yes.
We have an app. See, there's called Prayer Hub. That you can download on Apple, on Google, and on Android. We had a person give us a request to pray for her dad that had cancer. We prayed. We got another message for them. 2 weeks later, he was healed. I'm sure a lot of people pray because that's what Prayer Hub was for. It gives you the opportunity to pray for other people. The requests that we get, we just share them to you. So we're seeing people online, we're seeing people on apps, getting touched by God. I tell you what, God is able to do it. And the Igniter of Faith, we're doing a cruise in November, is our next one. We're going to have some flyers next service, but we have the posters. If you need information, they're right there before the bookstore and in the activity room where the tables are at. That's going to be our third one. And this is the one by faith. I mean, I love cruises, don't get me wrong. But by faith, my wife sees me booking these cruises, setting them up. By faith, saying, God, I know you're going to use this. And we were able to help this couple that we've been on 2 cruises with. But now we're doing one for Galveston. So we've done one for Fort Lauderdale, we've done one from LA, and now we're doing Galveston. And get this is going to be the biggest one. Because we're getting a lot of people already calling and asking information. We're going to have at least 40, 50 people. My team's going to need to go. We're going to need to go because I can't sit and talk to everyone, but all of us can. If we divide up, we can do that. But it wouldn't have got started if I wouldn't, what? Stay the course. Believe God's going to do something. Believe that he called you and called you to do it. I love what Jesus says in that scripture that I'm going to read to you. It's in John 9. It's beautiful how it says this. And it says, and I'm going to just read what Jesus said. And Jesus answered, saying, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but the works of God should be made manifest in him. This part I really love. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in this world, I am the light of the world. We must work the works of him that sent us. Amen?
Amen.
We are the light of the world. We have to work it every day. We have to work it every hour. Whether you're at work, you can still work it. Whether you're at home, you can still work it because you can still pray. You can still believe. No matter where you're at, you can pray and believe. God will open up the doors for ministry, but anytime you sit with someone and talk with them, you're ministering. It doesn't have to be behind a pulpit. That's for someone here to understand that.
Hi, this is David Yanis, and I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I want to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios. And many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, the other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation of miracles and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships. And both men and women have been so blessed with it that it's touched their lives. We're going to offer you this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148. For $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Hi, this is David Gannis. I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website, find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you.
You know, when we started doing this, I tell you what, we started here. Now, I'm going to just read you the list that we have again. We're in Los Angeles now. We're going to be going there quarterly. That's four times a year now. We're going to be going to Hawaii twice a year. We're going back in April. Praise God. We're going back again in November. Praise God. We're going back to Wisconsin. We have a wonderful church there that we're going to be visiting again. That just basically a healing service. I mean, it's two nights of just healing services. We'll be going back to Conroe, and we'll be going. We're going to Katy tomorrow. We'll be in Katy tomorrow, and we'll be going back again in the summer. These are just other avenues that God has put. You know, God didn't call me to pastor directly to someone. I believe what I'm doing is I'm just going out, and I'm seeing a healing movement. And if people are getting healed, where we're going, then keep going. You keep going forward. And that's something that each of us have to understand. That God took care of the healing issue a long time ago. Amen?
Amen.
It's done. Just like you received Jesus in your heart, praise God. That sin was dealt with on that cross. Amen?
Amen.
Never had to doubt. Now, I did want to tell you this one scripture, and I want to read it before we go, because it was put on my heart before we close. And it's if we can turn to Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. And where is my water? Nathaniel, bring my water, baby. That's my son. I can call him, baby. It says this. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Thank you, son. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, we are healed. I think people need to understand the difference between transgressions and iniquities, okay? Transgressions is a willful disobedience. Willfully, you fell into sin or you walked into sin. That's transgressions. Iniquities is a premeditated, I'm going to sin no matter what. I'm going to do this, and you have no repentance or no conscience when you do it. You just go into sin, and you have no remorse. Your fellowship is broken with God. God says right here, if you were in either of those situations, that he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him. That means everything to make peace with God. Everything that made it solid that, hey, we're good, was upon him. I break down the scriptures differently than other people, but that's how it is. So for those that think I sinned and I just can't get it back together, I'm going to tell you right now, before we close out the Facebook, that's not true. He knew you were going to do that. He did. He knew that you were going to premeditate some bad things and go do it. He knew it too. But see, he was the ultimate prize, the ultimate sacrifice for everything that we need, from healing to salvation. I tell everybody this because I read this in a book and it's true. The day you get saved is the best day to get your miracle. Because that very moment, you're golden. You got the anointing on you. God saved you. Miracles happen when you get saved. Like that. Because there's nothing pulling you aside. There's no more sin. So Peter says this. Peter says, we are to be dead to sin. So we should live towards righteousness. Because he was bruised for our iniquities. The stripes, oh, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. Not paraphrasing it, but that's what it says. So what did Jesus say to a lot of people? He said, you're healed. Go sin no more. You're healed. Go sin no more. You're healed. Go sin no more. So we're going to pray right now for everybody online, and if everybody just reached towards the camera here. Father, we believe right now, anyone out there needing healing is going to be healed right now in Jesus' name. And all miracles happen even now through the internet and on the apps and computers, wherever they're at watching. Backs are being healed. Eyes are being healed. Spines are being healed. Legs are being healed. Toes are being healed. Ears are being healed. Cancer is gone in Jesus' name. Father, we believe that all sickness is gone in Jesus. We command this infirmity spirit to leave in Jesus' name. Now, we're going to lead you just to a quick prayer of salvation. You feel that in your heart, you want to receive Jesus, repeat this after me. Receiving Jesus means this. It means you're saved. You're in the kingdom. There's no question about it. You find a good church, a good home church to go to get built up in the Word, because that's how you keep your faith going. Not that it keep your salvation, you keep your faith going that you can live a faith-driven life. Let's repeat after me. Father, Father, I know I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins right now. I ask Jesus into my heart. I know he's the Son of God.
I know he's the Son of God.
And he died for me.
And he raised for me.
I receive salvation even now.
Bless you. I hope your faith is ignited. I hope faith is with you and fear is gone. I believe it's gone in Jesus' name. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with an Ignite Your Faith session. God bless you. I want to welcome you to Purifier School of Ministry, a place where you're going to be inspired in faith and a place where God is going to teach you something that you need to know from the Word of God. I put together several ministers, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and we put them together to teach a subject that they are strongly suited for to get it into your spirit and your soul. You can take it online, and you can take it at your own pace. You can take one course, or you can take all the courses. It's completely up to you. And what my goal is to inspire your faith through the teachings of great women and men of God, and to make it accessible and affordable. If you go to our school, you'll see that it's affordable for anyone, whatever part of the world you live on, to be able to take it in. And I really believe that Purifier School of Ministry will challenge you and get you motivated to do something for God. Welcome back to the show, and we are on our Igniter of Faith session with me, Dr. David Yanez. On this session, we're going to bless you with some very amazing testimonies. In fact, today we have an amazing testimony similar to what's in my book, Igniter of Faith, very similar to that. It is the testimony from Hawaii, and these are my friends that I met in Hawaii. Let me tell the story before we jump into this video real quick. When I was in Hawaii, I was with my son. We went to go visit my friend, Margaret, Pastor Margaret. I call her mom. And she went over there to go talk to her. And when we went to go talk to her at a food kitchen, this lady right here came up to me while I was sitting down with Pastor Margaret, and she said, "I want to tell you of a wonderful blessing that happened the last time you were in Hawaii." And she took off her gloves that she was serving food with, and she sat down beside my son and myself and Pastor Margaret and shared this wonderful testimony. Let's listen to it.
We're so grateful that we'd seen Sione and Margaret the week that Pastor David was going to be here, and we didn't really know that you were going to be here. So I don't always say things happen not coincidentally, but for a reason. So in 2017, Ted was diagnosed with adenocarcinoma. Adenocarcinoma is a fast-acting cancer. It started in his lungs, so he had 2 in his lungs and 20 in his brain. So the treatment basically started with conditioning a stroke, because the cancer in the pons of his brain gave him a stroke. So he lost mobility almost on the entire right side of his body. So we lived in Oahu for about five, 6 months. And during that time, he went through intense PT treatment to be able to have his mobility back. And during that time, we started chemotherapy, and he also had 7 radiation treatments. And we came back to the island continued his treatments. However, the cancer cells were still there. So in your last visit, we were here, and Ted got this wonderful blessing. Well, it's not coincidence. I know it's a path that we're taking. Because the last time that we were in this room, 4 days after, Ted had an appointment, a chemo, his oncologist appointment in Honolulu. And he has an MRI done and a CT scan and a blood test, like routinely done every 3 months. And they didn't really know what to say to us at first. And we have 2 oncology teams, 1 for brain, 1 for lung. And Dr. Pan says, "I don't know how to explain this." He says, "The 20 in the brain, especially the one in the pons, is gone. There's a hole about 1 centimeter around." And they're wondering why he doesn't have any neurological situations going on. So left him with 1 really small cancer cell. And usually, and I'm still learning, but when the cancers become not so active, they call it a scar. And so that's what we have, 1 in his brain right now. Now the 2 in the lung are, again, scars. So they're not moving anywhere, they're not metastasizing anywhere. But I do know that it really is divine intervention.
Amen.
Amen.
It's divine power.
Amen.
And when I when they asked me, what is Ted doing? You know, I said, well, you know, Dr. Pang, do you believe in divine power? And, you know, fortunately, he just smiled. Unfortunately, his work is all backed with science and data. You know, if there's no data and science around divine power, they have no
understanding.
It's a medical phenomenon, then, is what they call it. So we are very fortunate to have this chapel in Wainao. And the family and friends that are here that continue to pray, we're so grateful. Thank you. And it's not a coincidence, but now here we are tonight.
Amen.
And on Tuesday, we're back in Oahu again.
Amen.
For kids, 3 month checkup.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So, really, mahalo. Mahalo nui loa for allowing us to be here this evening and to partake of this blessing. And I shouldn't just talk. Yeah, let me let Ted say something.
That you talk, because I'm not much of a speaker. I'm a stage fright kind of guy, but once again, we just like to thank everybody, especially Dr. David. We'd like to thank you for the many blessings, and thank you everybody for the many blessings, and most of all, Lord Jesus, thank the man.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
That is an amazing testimony, what God can do out of faith, how God will move and change people's lives. Look, these people are just regular people just like you, but they came to a service. They got underneath faith. They put in their spirit that they believed that God could do anything, and God touched them. God moved and healed cancer. We're believing for a full recovery on my brother as we're believing on you. We'll see you next time on Igniter of Faith. Ignite your day. God bless you. Thank you for listening to our broadcast and watching us here on Ignite Your Day. I want to encourage you to consider being a monthly partner for our ministry. Just visit our site, decide what you want to give monthly to help us do what we do, and we're going to see great things happen in faith. Thanks again for watching our broadcast.